This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Back here on First Take, reminding folks the New Orleans Saints partner with Seaside Events to provide the Saints Nation with the ultimate fan experience. Mingle with Saints legends during the inaugural Saints Legends Fans Cruise. Make sure you check that out online. Getting back into our coverage of this matchup against the LA Rams in the Superdome today. It's been a while, obviously, with the bye week. Black and gold trying to get three straight wins under their belt, trying to reignite something going on this season, because we were definitely down in the dumps during that skid where it just seemed so miserable and helpless at one point, Jeff. It didn't even, like, pregame coverage was even just miserable, and you didn't have much to look forward to. It's like, I can't believe we have to do this, but at least there is some kind of, we talk about a lot, that hope has been reignited.
Yeah, it was the same thing every week. You know, once you go that long, you know, you go a month without winning a game, it starts to feel like, okay, they're not winning again. You know, like, the recipe to win a game just is so far gone.
Right, they're like finding ways to lose.
Like,
literally,
it's been scattered to the wind. Like, you have to do some, you know, Disney original series to go collect all the pieces to the winning recipe and put them together. And you know, and now that you have it, it's like, hey, okay, we did it. That's what a win looks like. Let's go do it again. And so, you know, if you talk to me after the Panthers loss and said, this Rams game, do the Saints win it? I'd be like, can the Saints win it? Probably not. After the last 2 weeks, you're like, okay, we've seen it. You run the ball. You get stops. You know, you get off the field on defense. You know, the funny thing, and Darren Rizzi talked about that this week, is, you know, you look at that Rams game from last year, and the defense kind of got raked over the coals a lot.
Definitely.
You know, and for good reason. Like, they, you know, you look at Puka Nacua in that game, and that's going to be a big factor today, is can you tackle Puka Nacua? Because he had 9 catches for 164 yards. 108 of those yards were after the catch. Like, it's not like they were just completing bombs down the field. He just runs like a running back, and you're unable to tackle him. But, you know, you look at the offense in that game, and they got the ball to the Rams 42-yard line or better 4 different times, didn't score a point on any of those drives. Like, when you get into opposing territory, you got to put up points. And 4 separate drives inside the 42 to come away with nothing in a game that ended up being 8 points on the score line, even though it kind of took a pretty crazy rally in the fourth quarter to get there. It was not that, it was not as close as the score line maybe made it look. You know, you got to score. That's one thing I know, is you got to score to beat the Rams. If you don't score, you're not going to win.
Speaking of Puka Nacua, you asked Saints defensive coordinator Joe Woods about the wide receiver, and here's what Woods had to say.
Puka specifically, you know, just the way he plays, the physicality, the size, yeah, the strength, is that something you have to kind of lock in on?
Yeah, absolutely. We experienced that last year. You know what I mean? So guys know what to expect. We definitely have to play better just in terms of the run game, and we have to play better because they're going to catch the ball. Based on what they do, they try to create space. So there's going to be some throws underneath, and again, they're bigger, stronger receivers. We're going to have to do a great job tackling those guys in space as well.
Sticking with Joe Woods, Jeff also asked him about the Rams-Falcons offensive similarities.
How similar are, you know, what the Falcons is running and what the Rams are running with Zach Robinson?
Very, very similar. You know what I mean? But I think they're in the first year of what they're doing. And, you know, Sean McVay's been there for a long time. You know, the players have been there for a long time. So they're well-oiled in terms of what they're doing.
Gotcha. Just from the standpoint of going against a similar offense twice already this year, is that beneficial for, you know, obviously even Alante, who's...
Yeah, it's beneficial. I mean, they're similar, but they're not the same. Right. I mean, when you look in terms of the run game, what they're doing, some of the things I'm sure they're going to copy from what teams did to attack us early in the season. But there are similarities, but they're different. I would say a little bit more complex in terms of what they're doing scheme-wise because of the experience that they have.
Yeah, looking at this Rams bunch, obviously, Puka Nacua, Cooper Kupp stand out, but you have some other weapons in there. Curious to find out how much involvement you're going to see from a guy like DeMarcus Robinson. Obviously, he got in some trouble with the police. I think it was driving while intoxicated, and I think the team still plans on using him today, though, Jeff.
Yeah, he's going to play. He hasn't been suspended or anything like that. And the team is not, and you know, there's nothing requiring the team to take discipline on their own player. Like, when the NFL decides they're going to discipline a guy, the Rams will do that. So DeMarcus will be out there. Obviously, not a good thing for him to have done. But from the perspective of, he's been very effective in their offense. He scored a lot of touchdowns. If you look back, you know, we go back, keep going back to that Rams game last year. It was 10-7. Saints had the ball driving near midfield in the final 2 minutes of the first half. They go for it on fourth down. They don't get it. The Rams come down and score. It's DeMarcus Robinson who catches that touchdown before halftime. And that touchdown that made it 17-7, that changed the game. Like 17-7 versus even if you don't score, you punt, you pin them deep, and they don't score. Going in halftime 10-7, that's anybody's game. A 10-point deficit feels a lot different. Handling those wide receivers, they're going to throw the ball to the edges of the field a lot, but they don't push the ball downfield a ton. A lot of it is we're going to get Puka Nacua, we're going to get Cooper Kupp isolated on the edge, and we're going to see if you can tackle him. So it's going to come down to Alante Taylor. It's going to come down to Kool-Aid McKinstry kind of stepping up and making those tackles. If you remember Rams game last year, Alante Taylor got benched. You know, he was not playing well in that game. You know, one of the reasons I asked about the Falcons is Zach Robinson, who was the pass game coordinator, quarterbacks coach for the Rams last year, he's the Falcons offensive coordinator this year. Raheem Morris obviously was with the Rams last year. He's the Falcons head coach. So a lot of what the Falcons are doing on offense is going to mimic what the Rams are doing. Now, what Joe Wood said is, yeah, that's their first year in that offense. They're not as well oiled as the Rams are. It's basically like, yeah, you're an intern in that offense versus you're a PhD in that offense. And Matt Stafford and Sean McVay, they're going to do a lot of things that the Falcons might not even be capable of at this point in their progression of that offense. But I do think that, you know, you've gone against a scheme that's similar in terms of all the motions and the shifts, all training camp. Like, it's your offense now, essentially. It's the same tree of offensive systems. And you played the Falcons twice. You look pretty good in those games against the Falcons. So that should give you a little more confidence that you'll be able to handle this with a lot more time to prepare. Last year, that was a Thursday game. This year, you have two full weeks to kind of get your plan ready. I'm hopeful to see them handle it a lot better.
Looking at the Rams injury situation, they are without their tight end and Tyler Higbee, who's dealing with a knee issue. Also out is offensive lineman KT Leviston, and questionable for them, outside linebacker Nick Hampton, and then also another offensive lineman in Ulrich Jackson, who is dealing with a foot injury. Didn't practice all week. So they still have a lot of their weapons still in place. Obviously the tight end, a question mark there, but it wasn't like Tyler Higbee was this huge game changer for them anyway.
No, tight end isn't the position that I look at as, okay, the Saints have struggled to cover tight ends, are they going to cover this guy? I don't think that's going to be a factor today. It's going to come down to Puka. I think if you can limit Puka's run after the catch, if you can get him to the ground at the edges of the field, then I think you're in really good shape. But if he's constantly moving the chains, right, if you're in 3rd and 3 instead of 3rd and 8 because they're able to just steal 4 or 5 yards on first down over and over and over again, so you're going to have to be aggressive. You're going to have to get up on him, and then you open yourself up on the back end. So, you know, it's a tough matchup. It really is. And that's why you got to put up points. Like, they're going to get theirs. You're not going to shut down this offense all day long. Like, you're going to have to score with them. So it's got to be both sides of the ball.
Yeah, we talked about obviously a lot about their passing game. The run game, too, will be something dangerous. And we heard, what was it, Jimmy saying about drafting players from Notre Dame. Running back Kyren Williams has been pretty darn good, though, for the Rams, although he's had some ball security issues this year that hopefully the Saints can take advantage of, especially today's kickoff at 3 o'clock coming up here on WWL Saints Radio. I know he leads the NFL in fumbles, so hopefully we'll add to that statistic today when we take on the Rams.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with 2 sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.